Flash when Lie Detective. Now, just coming up to 8:27 and time to get to our Lie Detective guest for this morning. So my next guest is going to present three statements to me, only one of which is true, and my job for the next couple of minutes is to be, as the name suggests, the Lie Detective and try and figure out which are true and which are false. So, good morning to you, mystery guest.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you, and thank you very much for joining me. Please tell me your name and where you're calling from.
Okay, my name is Sue, and I'm calling from Bridport.
Sue, lovely. You've got three clues for me, Sue. Let's have clue number one, please.
Okay. I work in T. Snooks, the hat shop in Bridport. Mm-hmm. And my three statements today are: we once lost a delivery of pork pie hats that were mistakenly delivered to a local bakery.
Okay. Number two, please, Sue.
There was once a sun hat called a gully, and it had spikes on it to prevent seagulls from attacking people.
Oh, that sounds great, Sue. Number three, please.
We were once commissioned to make a hat for a local dog called Harvey.
A hat for a local dog called Harvey. Scribbling notes here, Sue, trying to keep up with you. Right, let's let the interrogation begin then, shall we? Let's start with clue number one then. So once lost a delivery of pork pie hats, mistakenly delivered to a bakery, did you say, Sue?
Yes, indeed.
How many hats were in there? Because those, I mean, it's difficult to mistake a pork pie hat for a pork pie, in all fairness.
Yes, the box had pork pie written on it, and there were about 24 hats in there.
No. Did you get the hats back, Sue?
Yes, it took about 3 months.
Okay, 3 months. That's good detail there, Sue. Number two, a sun hat called a gully, which had spikes on it to ward off seagulls. My question to you, Sue, is why is this not still available?
I don't know. I think that there might be a health and safety issue now, but it was some years ago, about 1980s.
Okay.
And if you live along the coast, you will, seagulls can dive bomb you, mm-hmm. and they can get quite vicious, you know, especially if you've got food.
Yeah, absolutely. Or, well, anything really. I think anything shiny or food based.
Exactly. Yeah.
Number three was a hat for a local dog called Harvey. Why did Harvey need a hat?
Well, Harvey was the name of a local shop in West Bay, and they sold doggy ice cream and sun hats for children's beach stuff and that type of thing. And Harvey was their logo. So the people that owned the shop wanted a hat made for their dog as their logo, you know, to promote sun hats, beachwear and the doggy ice cream.
Bang on the klaxon there. We've run out of investigation time, which means I now have to try and work out, Sue, which of these is the right answer, or which of these is the truth, because they're all very good. The pork pie hat being delivered mistakenly to a bakery, I can totally believe, and the detail around it taking 3 months to get them back was mighty convincing, if you're telling me a lie there, Sue. The sun hat, called a gully with spikes, I'm going to say that's not true. That leaves me with number three, the hat for the local dog called Harvey. I'm going to go with number three as being the truth, Sue. Am I correct?
Sadly, no. Number one, the pork pie.
The pork pie hats once lost, and pork pie had a lost delivery to a bakery. It took you three. Why did it take you 3 months to get them back, Sue?
Well, we phoned up because the company that we got the pork pie hats from had sent us the invoice, and we said, "Well, we haven't received the hats," and they said, "Well, you know, they were dispatched, they were sent," and we said, "Well, we haven't received them." And we went through all various sources to find out. But they were actually delivered to a baker's in Bridport. And, the bakers couldn't understand why they had them. I don't think the box was actually opened. And it was about 3 months before we got them back.
Now, I think I visited your shop, Sue, because it sells nothing but hats. And I seem to remember being rather taken by the selection of black silk top hats that you had in the corner, which I've always secretly dreamed of owning one day. Not that I have any occasion to wear it, Sue.
Ascot, of course, coming up.
That's a good call, Sue. That's a good call.
Yeah, and of course, we have lots of hats in stock ready for Ascot, which is the third week of June.
Fabulous. Good plug, Sue. Like your style. Tell us a little bit about the shop. I mean, I say you do everything there. Tell us about what kind of hats you sell at the shop.
Well, we do all sorts of hats, from bucket sun hats that are crushable right up to top hats. We have a huge selection of wedding hats. We obviously are in the middle of wedding season. We do lots of hats for Buckingham Palace, investitures, Ascot. We have had celebrity clients in. We have Mark Steele is a big fan of our shop, and when he's there, it always pops in. More recently, we've had Dr. John Cooper Clarke in.
Wow.
But I was actually out doing a hat talk that day, so I missed him.
No.
I go out and do hat talk for various groups, WIs and so on.
And is there a connection to a certain TV drama linked to a country house you've supplied for that? Am I right in thinking? Downton
Abbey, possibly, but not to my knowledge, because that was a little bit before my time. I've been there 11 years now.
Okay.
But we have done lots of hats. I mean, we've supplied Madame Tussauds with hats.
Fabulous.
Yeah, lots of celebrity clientele, AC/DC.
AC/DC, the rock band.
Yeah.
Wow.
Also, Suggsy from Madness has bought from us. Kate Moss. And there was an article in yesterday's Daily Express that featured Bridport as a town and all of the other local shops. Because obviously we're very independent in Bridport.
We have
a lovely, we're still a market town. We have a market on a Wednesday and a Saturday.
It's fabulous. I love Bridport. And of course you've got the Hat Festival as well, Sue.
And we have the Hat Festival, which is on the 6th of September this year. And this raises money for head-related charities. So brain tumour research, brain injury rehabilitation, Alzheimer's and dementia. So head-related charities. So come along and support our Hat Festival on the 6th of September. It's always the first Saturday of September every year.